This survey shows doctors just as frustrated as patients with our healthcare system. Why is it so difficult to get that quality time with a doctor?
Well, you know, I think we all know the healthcare system is broken, and primary care physicians have 2,000-3,000 patients in their practice and working 50, 60 hours a week to try and get everybody in. But those patients are competing for the appointments. Doctors will see 20, 25 a day, but the visits end up being very short. So the MDVIP survey showed that 57% of doctors said that they'll send somebody to a specialist or write a prescription because it's faster than diving deeper into a problem or coaching on lifestyle habits like sleep or exercise.
I am curious. You mentioned the number of patients that primary care physicians see. What's the downside of these primary care doctors reducing some of their patient load?
Well, if a physician wants to have more time with patients, and this is what the MDVIP model is, they can really spend half an hour in a follow-up appointment, an hour to 2 hours, you know, once a year to coach, to educate, and to really help them be healthier. Doctors are less burned out in that type of model, and so are patients, so they get better care.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think more Americans probably avoiding the doctor altogether. I'm curious from your perspective, that face-to-face time with your doctor, why is that so critical?
You know, it's funny. Research shows that patients are healthier and live longer if they go to the doctor. And you really need to be sitting face-to-face so that they can examine you, but and also just see how you're doing. And, you know, patients, if they don't get that, they get frustrated. And so they end up not going to the doctor and really gambling with their health.
Dr. Clements was reading in this survey that 3 in 4 doctors said that their patients seemed skeptical of getting medical advice since the COVID-19 pandemic. Curious how doctors work to earn the trust back of those patients.
Yeah, you know, trust is so important for patients because they don't feel hurt if they don't have it with their physician. They feel dismissed, and they really won't follow what you need. So I think first thing doctors can do is make sure that they're actually looking into the eyes of the patient. Many times when they don't have enough time in their practice, their back is to the patient because they're typing into their medical record in their computer. So they need to face them. They need to focus, coach, spend what time they can with them. And then it's you know, on both sides. Patients need to go in and not just, you know, search Dr. Google and think they get their information on the internet, but they really need to consult with their physician.
What about AI in the medical field and just the role that it might play moving forward in healthcare?
Yeah, many physicians are using AI in their everyday practices and they don't really know it yet. But the MDVIP survey showed they were happy with it for scheduling or dictation, more skeptical when it came to medical decisions. Almost half said they would never use it to make a diagnosis or to prescribe medications. So I think the real opportunity is when you take a physician and you add AI to supplements, then that gives better patient care.
In terms of our patients that are going to the doctor, what's your tips for those folks to make the most out of their time with their primary care physician?
Yeah, you always hear bring a list, but make sure you tell your physician at the beginning of the appointment that you have a list of questions. You know, that first appointment in the morning or the first one after lunch, you usually get a little bit more time with the doctor. And really set your expectations. If you go in and you're not getting what you want, talk to your doctor about it. And if it's still not a good fit, then you need to find a physician that is one that maybe can focus on you more, like an MDVIP physician.
As we wrap up, what surprised you most about this survey in general, doctor?
Yeah, I think there were two things. One was that a huge number of younger physicians were more burned out than older physicians and contemplating quitting medicine. This group, it's 75%, were really referring to specialists more commonly, and that physicians are saying that 2/3 of them, that medicine has become very transactional, not relational. So, you know, it's no wonder patients feel like a number.
The doctors, I'll let you go. If folks want to learn more about this survey or just find more information in general, where can they go?
They can go to mdvip.com/doctorhealth. Patients can take a patient burnout survey, learn more about doctor burnout, and they can find an MDVIP physician in their area.
Dr. Andrew Clements is the Chief Medical Officer at MDVIP. Dr. Clements, really appreciate your time and your perspective this morning. Hope we can visit again in the future.
I'd love to. Thank you for having me.